Good morning. Greetings to you all. In the name of Jesus, this is Brother Wilmer here this morning again with the morning devotional. May the Lord bless you. And I greet you in His name. The last couple mornings we've been speaking on Isaiah 61, 1, 2, and 3. Talks about the Spirit of the Lord and His anointing on us to preach good tidings unto the meek, that we might bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening up prisons to them that are bound. Now, 61:2, I'd like to take a look at that. In the King James Version, it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. I guess the way I see that verse is to paraphrase that verse, I would read that verse as to proclaim the comfort of God to all that mourn. Now, I guess from looking at this verse, it could mean even the sinners that would mourn, God would comfort. And I am fully persuaded that God really wants us to come face to face with the sin in our lives and to see how little that we have to give. In fact, what we have to give, all that we have to give to God, is our glory in exchange for His glory, which makes us bankrupt. And it makes us poor in spirit because we have nothing to give but gory, sinful things in exchange for a spotless heart and a restored soul. And once we can see that, then mourning can come in its true sense. There's a couple verses here that I'd like to share here this morning that may expose a little bit or even in a great way the Heavenly Father that we have, the Heavenly Father that cares for us, the Heavenly Father that allows us to go through trials and testings and mournings and so on, knowing the joy that will come after the trials. In Isaiah 25:8, some of these verses may be taken out of context a little bit. However, they still show the heart of our Heavenly Father. In Isaiah 25:8, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. In Isaiah 57:18, I have seen His ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. There's some more here. In Matthew 5:4, it says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. In Luke 7:44-7:50, and he turned to the woman and said unto Simeon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou givest me no gift, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil, thou didst not anoint. But this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace. I believe that the more that we see the magnitude of our sinful nature and what we've been saved from, the more we will mourn and love our Savior for what he has done for us. Then in John 6:20, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. There's some more, quite a bit more verses in Scripture that would fit well here. But the main thing here, the thing that Isaiah had in mind here, he was pointing towards Christ when Christ came. And Jesus, applied these verses to himself and pointed them to himself when he came. And the main theme for this week in this devotional is to inspire us. There is hope for us, but there's also hope for those around us, that we might be able to walk in such a way that there's a ray of hope about us, not because of who we are, but because of who Jesus is within us. To proclaim, to tell people, Isaiah 61:2, to proclaim the comfort of God to all that mourn. That's paraphrased some, but I believe that's what that verse is saying. You know, there's many people around us in the world that have no peace and no comfort. And we are to tell these people. We have brothers and sisters that become discouraged over time, and we are to lift them up. You know, even though we can lift up our brother and sister, what I find a blessing is that we can bless and be blessed. That we can remind each other about the comfort that God has for us as his children, as his sons and daughters. Hopefully, my desire was that this could encourage us for today and to totally yield our hearts and souls to our Father and Maker and Creator and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to allow him to comfort us in a broken, humble, meek way, in such a way that it can flow in and flow out of our lives, that there may be a ray of hope about us as we go forth to bless and to be blessed in the name of Jesus.